Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word this morning, Lord, relevant to the mysteries of the gospel. And I just thank you, Father God, it's wonderful truth that is available there for us to know. And thank you, Lord, we can know it on a daily basis. And it reveals that we are co-heirs together with you in Christ Jesus, with all the kingdom realities available. And thank you, Lord, we can just flow with you in the beauty of knowing you, knowing what is required, and being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, just as you did, Jesus, walking with you in your footsteps. As co-heirs in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 6, verse 19 and 20. And don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time, telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I, jailbird preacher that I am responsible for getting out.
Hallelujah. So it's wonderful. Paul, you know, he was knocked off his horse. We've been knocked off our horse and been brought into the kingdom realities as co-heirs with Jesus. Jesus overcame on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven. And now we are rooted in him, in the kingdom, and in these hidden truths. Mystery is another word for hidden truth. So it's beautiful when you think of like the disciple John, the beloved disciple. In his letters, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, he says many times, you must know. And that word know is to be aware of, able to speak about and experience. And what are we getting to know? We're getting to know this mighty harvest that has come. We take hold of the plunder. I'm thinking of Isaiah chapter 9. The sun has come and he's brought light into the darkness and he's taken hold of our lives. And we are now taking hold of the harvest. We're harvesting heaven's beauty, kingdom realities that need to happen here on earth and bring to pass here on earth for each and every one. We've got a unique joy. Our joy is the joy of our salvation. But it's also unique. We see, when we look at Hebrews 11, we see the beautiful testimonies of brothers and sisters that God has met and God has used. They all got a unique testimony because they partake of a God that meets them where they're at and then leads them into the path that he has for them. And that's exactly like us. So the wonderful thing, guys, is everything's been done. It's available. We just stay in tune on a daily basis. I was reading that Isaiah 9, and then it talks about warriors. Their boots and their garments will be fuel for the fire. And immediately I thought, well, that's a warrior. That's like my son. He stands up for what he believes, you know. And yeah, there's a lot of things that need to change, but it's ongoing. God's got a process. And then I realized, no, it's for each and every one. Because you see, before we came to the Lord, self-righteousness and unrighteousness was what we walked in, and that was our garments, and that's what we demonstrated. And yeah, but that is all got to go. And how does it go? By now staying in tune with the Lord as co-heirs and hearing his voice, we partake of the kingdom realities, his kingdom truth. And then we think many times these mysteries, and then we just hold on to certain, like Christ in you, the mysteries and for ages. That is, you know, you were made to be in Jesus. You were made for the goodness. You are co-heir together with Jesus. So that's a reality that's always been there. And that's what you're waking up to. But it's more than just that truth. And then our sins have been taken away and righteousness has been made available. And we now need to be righteous, not walking in pointing a finger and speaking wickedness and caught up in the wrong things. We need to be caught up in the right things. So what it basically, the mysteries are hidden truths that are so big and so beautiful. And as I prayed, that is knowing, like John the disciple knew. He had been there with Jesus. He saw him. And he says now that life of Jesus is available because Jesus is our shepherd. And you go back there to Isaiah now. So how do we take hold of this plunder? How do we take hold of the right walk? How do we take hold of the right garments that we put on? He says, I will dress you. Let him be your counselor. And when he's your counselor, he's your mighty God. You see him back up everything he tells you. And then when he backs up everything he tells you, you're partaking of the Father's benefit. Amen. He's an everlasting Father that brings to you the realities of what has been made available for us in the kingdom. And then what follows is we have peace. So it's about staying in tune, guys. That's what it's all about. Stay in tune with your God and draw from him, and let that be your walk, and let that be your garments. And so, speaking about the garments, we see there again, that's the armor of God, the goodness of God in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.